We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Wendy Bell joining you on this Friday. We're going to kind of take a sharp turn here with the show today. I stumbled upon something today with the Detroit Free Press, this story. And I really think that it matters to a lot of us and a lot of our aged parents. And I want you to hear, Ashley helped me snag just a snippet of it, and I want to play it for you. And then we have an expert to talk about it, and I think it's something that you will find very intriguing. All right, listen.
It started back in November. My mom has two cousins, Sally and Lorraine. We would meet Sally at church festivals all through the summer and talk regularly, and she was always clean. She got her hair cut and done every week. She worked for an insurance company in Troy till she retired. And then when I called to say Happy Thanksgiving to them, I couldn't reach them, and I tried all weekend. I contacted the Detroit police to do a wellness check, and they said nobody was answering the door and the dog wasn't barking. So I told the police I was going to break in, and the police told me to wear a hazmat suit. When I walked in, I went, oh. I thought I found her, but then I'm like, what the f*** are they doing with a Halloween decoration? Because I thought it was a skeleton with a wig, because it was poofy in the torso, and then there were bones. So I kept looking. The police came, and they said, Linda, she's right there. And I turned around and said, what the f***? It was her right there in that chair, dead. Then they said the dog had been eaten on her. Part of her face was gone. And I think I was in shock because I could not believe that this was Sally, my mom's cousin. This was her.
Ugh. This is so much more common than we know. And I said to Ashley, I'm like, you know what? I've done a story on hoarding before, and it is hardcore. This is a situation in Detroit where a woman, and you know, Mark Klein, you're on the phone for me. You own SteriClean. You are familiar with hoarding. It is what you do. You clean up sites like this. And this is, Mark, this is so much more common than people know. Tell me.
It really is very common. Wendy, I sure appreciate you having me on. This topic is very sad for a lot of people to really think about. And when I talk to people that I know, you know, from church or in the community, everyone I meet knows someone who is dealing with some level of hoarding. And often these folks that I'm talking to say, oh, yes, I just cleaned out my aunt's house after she passed away, or...
That's not what you're talking about, you know, though. Yeah.
That is not it, right?
Right.
So this is very common, but in Allegheny County alone, there are about 58,000 people who have some level of hoarding, and often it's as bad as what you see on the Hoarder Show.
Oh, my gosh. You drill down and tell me what you've... 58,000? My face just melted off. 58,000.
Right.
What have you seen?
That's 5%.
Ugh.
5% of the population, and we grade this on a scale of 1 to 5. We use the ICD hoarding scale, which is the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. On that scale from 1 to 5, most of the jobs that I go to are 3, 4, and 5. They could be with or without squalor. And in this case, squalor would be defined as pet waste, human waste, could be nicotine stains on the walls, rotting food, other odors. And in this case in Detroit, I looked at the videos. I would say that most of the rooms were probably level 2 or 3, so the volume of clutter was not that bad, but the squalor was off the charts. It was just filthy, with cobwebs hanging off the walls, staining on every surface, every hard surface, food and things caked on the floor, the animal waste. It's really a horrible and sad situation.
Mark, the animal was, her dog was eating her.
That's actually not that unusual, Wendy. I was just talking to someone yesterday who teaches courses on IICRC certification, and we were discussing trauma cleanup because we also do that kind of work. And there are a number of stories like that where, you know, a pet is left alone with someone who's passed away in the house, and they are attracted to the odor, and it's only natural for them to eventually try to save themselves by taking that route.
Mark, what do we do? What do we do for people? What, I mean, if these are our relatives, or do we have to just get involved? What do you say?
Well, what we tell hoarders when they are looking for help, and often they call and say, I just don't know what to do. I'm completely stuck. I'm at a loss.
Right.
I can't stay focused. So we tell them, first of all, cleaning is important. You want to get them back to a safe and functional environment.
Right.
And a clean slate, and especially if they are at risk of being evicted or having their home condemned.
Because right.
That's very common as well. But they need to be involved in the community. They need to not spend all their time sitting at home alone and depressed. Depression and OCD and alcoholism and PTSD all are heavy contributing comorbidities that lead to worsening hoarding behavior.
Mark Klein from SteriClean knows. Yes, Mark's Klein from SteriClean. You talk about this. You teach about this.
I do. I've done about 30 presentations this year, year to date. A lot of them are in the community at senior centers and libraries and that sort of thing. But what I'm really trying to do is to get in touch with people who are hoarding or family members who are dealing with this on behalf of a parent, and they are trying to figure out what to do next.
58,000 in Allegheny County alone.
It's amazing, isn't it? And they really need some type of therapy as well. And that's a long-term plan, but they need to talk to a cognitive behavioral therapist or some other specialized aspect of therapy to try to break that cycle, to no longer identify with their objects and try to, you know, build an identity based on other things in their lives.
Well, I, when I saw this story, I just, you know, it just got me. I can't even fathom this. And I know it's a serious problem. So the name of your company is SteriClean. Folks, if you know somebody who's in trouble, that's the place to go. Mark, I can't thank you enough. I know you're out of town right now, and I so appreciate you just stepping in for a few minutes and helping me out today.
It's a pleasure.
Mark, let's keep
all
in touch
anytime.
Because
thanks
I think
so much.
I think we should do more about this. You know, I think there's more to talk about, and a couple minutes on the radio doesn't really do it justice. So I wish you the best. You keep in touch, okay?
Sure. I appreciate it. Tell folks to call 1-800-HOARDERS, and that will get them in touch with someone who can help them.
1-800-HOARDERS. Thank you, dear. Wow. 58,000. Jeez, Lamise, that is crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.